Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national covering down on all the issues. And like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Well, welcome to it. Welcome to it. It is Taco Tuesday, and here we are. And Butters is on the board. Hey, buddy, how are you?
I'm doing great.
You're wearing a fleece today in the studio.
I am. It may be a bit thick. We'll see. But it was kind of cold this morning. I'm not sure if you went outside or not.
I left the house early. It was like 27 degrees. I have this feature on my Jeep though. I can start it from inside the house, and if it reads a temperature below 35, it turns on the heat automatically. I've only had to use it a few times because I live in Alabama. But dang, it was nice this morning. Just saying.
I bet. So Taco Tuesday. So we got donuts.
We did.
But no tacos. I'm confused.
Tacos don't go with our coffee. Charlene, the lovely Charlene, brought us the official food of Right Side Radio, which is maple bacon donuts, to have with the official drink of Right Side Radio, which is coffee. And tacos would not have mixed. So how do we is it maple bacon donut day? Is that what we call this? I don't know. Anyway, the bottom line is they were good.
I guess in about an hour, guys, if you just hear snoring on the radio, it
sugar crash
and sugar coma. But they truly, thank you. They were awesome.
All right. We got a great show laid on for you today. State Representative Philip Insler, he hails from the Montgomery area. He's also the chairman or the president of the Central Alabama Jewish Federation. He's the only member of the Alabama legislature who happens to be Jewish, and he was at his synagogue on this past weekend when they received a bomb threat. So we're going to talk to him about that. We're going to talk to him about the rise of anti-Semitism and get his perspective on just being a member of the congregation when that happened. So yeah, that's a 3:30 state representative Philip Insler. And that should be an interesting conversation. And then I got a triple dipper full of stuff, so hit it, buddy.
The triple dipper. Three stories you've got to know.
That's right, the triple dipper. Three stories, three themes, if you will, that you got to know as we run today's show. So, number one, old dogs, old tricks. Have you noticed that the party leadership in both the Democrat and the Republican side of things tends to be filled up with what can only be described as the old dogs? And I don't mean like just like they've been around a few years. I mean like Mitch McConnell in his 80s, Nancy Pelosi in her 80s. You know, it's just, it's on and on. Schumer is pretty close. And then President Biden. And then, to be honest, even President Trump. And you look at it and go, is it possible for the next generation to supplant the old guard, and is it time? And so we're going to talk about that. I want your thoughts, your input on it, because it's a debate that is not new, by the way. As I read to you something later from Time Magazine, 1957, you'll know. All right, that's number one. Number two of the triple dipper, I'm calling it the anti-Semitic angst. So the anti-Semitic angst, are we really seeing that level of uptick in, anti-Jewish behavior? Yeah, I think we actually are. It's been brought to bear. If I don't know that it's ever been gone, but it's been brought to the forefront because of what's going on in Israel. And we're going to talk with State Representative Philip Insler about that. So anti-Semitic angst is number two. And then number three, holy crap, the southern border is just completely out of control. Border madness. But I'm calling this border madness from the left side. You're going to be amazed. I went ahead and specially selected the majority of my resources today, all from the Democrats who are speaking out on our border policy. And it should be a wake-up call for the Biden administration, although I'm really not sure that anybody can wake him up. Anyway, there's that. Border madness from the left side. That's number three on the triple dipper. All right, let me jump over here, my opening comments, my right side way monologue. I'll remind you guys, by the way, that Southern Immediate Care. Southern Immediate Care is the sponsor of the Daily Right Side Way monologue, but they are an amazing chain of clinics. They just opened another location. In fact, I just sent the boss a text saying, remind me again where that new location is. But so with locations in places like Gadsden, Anniston, Atala, five locations, now six locations around the Birmingham area. And by the way, I'm hearing there's more coming. So stand by. Southern Immediate Care, one of the fastest growing chains of medical clinics in the state, I would imagine. And they are there 7 days a week. They can see all ages, pediatric all the way to geriatric. I'm just telling you, folks, Southern Immediate Care, owned by a Right Side ruffian, by the way. And they are the sponsor of the Right Side Way monologue. So I was talking to a college student not long ago. He was telling me about a test he had to take in a class in which the professor had deliberately told the class what would and would not be on the test. And the students were all shocked when they took it to realize that what he had told them was not true, and that a large part of the test was on matters that they had been told they did not have to prepare for. Y'all, that's just wrong. I mean, this student even had it in his notes not to worry about prepping for certain things per the professor's directions. Unreal. I mean, was it a power trip, a deception, an oversight? Who knows? But it was still wrong. Happened to me once years ago. It reminded me of a test that I took in college. I used to tape record the lectures. And for those of you in the younger generation, tape is actual tape in a machine that spins around on wheels and it records sound. Anyway, I used to tape his lectures. And then I'd create more detailed note summaries later on. On one particular day, we had a scheduled exam, and I was not a great student, but I felt good about this one. I studied the topics from his outline and what he said in class would be on the exam, except that there were multiple questions on matters that he said would not be on it. So I went up and I politely let him know that questions 14 through 17 were not supposed to be on this exam by his own direction, to which he said, I'm sure I didn't say that. I looked at him and I said, I've got it on tape. I can play it back for you. And he squirmed a second and then just leaned around me and said, class, questions 14 through 17 should not have been on the test. You can disregard those. I mean, all I did was question. And then I offered truth. And what do you know? It worked. You see, truth is truth. And by its very nature, if something is true, then it's right. It's real. It carries the mantle of authenticity. Well, liberals right now are on a roll with never-ending attempts to gaslight the world to believe that truth is not truth, that science is not science, that what you see is not what you see. Like some kind of vaudeville magician, liberals employ sleight of hand, smoke and mirrors, and they create an illusion that something is not what it seems. Smoke and mirrors, my friends. Smoke and mirrors. Well, let me just encourage you. We are allowed to speak truth to liars. So as an attorney, I've had to deal with defamation cases and slander cases against clients. Those are generally ugly lawsuits in which you deal with awful things said by one person against another, often designed with the intent to malign their reputation, or at the very least, with some form of negligent disregard for whether the statements that were said had any foundation in the truth. Well, the interesting thing is that there's one clear and adequate defense. If someone is ever sued for defamation, it's the truth. It's an old axiom in the law that in a claim for defamation, for the grievance of having allegedly said something that is slanderous about another, that truth is the ultimate defense. You see, we're in real life, too, we're allowed to speak the truth. How we speak it is surely important, but all the same, let's keep reminding the gaslighting liberals that truth is still truth no matter what they claim, lie about, or attempt to foist upon society. The lie of socialism is perhaps one of the most obvious in liberal government right now. I mean, show me, if you can, one society that has been truly successful by implementing socialism. The idea that the government can centralize all things and pay for all things and cure all things and spend beyond its means while it does so is antithetical, not just to common sense. It belies truth, truth that this has never worked well in the history of the world. I heard a pastor say once recently that if he had a dollar for every time socialism was successful, he'd have no money. That's just funny right there. But then it got better when he said, of course, if socialism was successful, he'd still have no money. So humor like that is necessary in times like these when the folly of man is sold to us like some kind of panacea for all of our ills. Politicians, they can't spend their way into truth. Another classic and difficult example right now is the concept of the science of biology. The core precepts of anatomy and physiology, that they no longer apply simply because a person says so. I mean, come on. That you can identify as you see fit and that to question such a misnomer is somehow transphobic? No, it's not. There's no phobia. It's just truth. I can tell you that I identify my truck as a Prius, but I'm still going to get a ticket when I park in the economy parking spot at the airport. I mean, whether or not you believe as I do that God does not make mistakes, the actual science, the actual truth, is that biological men are not women and biological women are not men. Men don't have babies. The fact that I have to even say that at all is an indication this has gone too far. But it's still the truth. And there's no amount of screaming or claims of micro or macro aggressions by leftists that can make me stop speaking the truth. And while we're at it, the English language is actually settled, by the way. It is grammatically incorrect to refer to a singular person as they, them. So deal with it. It's called the truth. Now change gears with me here. What about the gaslighting of the BLM and Antifa riots across America in the years 2020 and 21? I mean, largely peaceful protests, we've been told. We'll tell that to the shopkeepers and the bodega owners who lost everything when their life savings and family income went up in flames as rioters went unchecked in the streets. Or how about the truth of innocent restaurant customers who had protesters storm their restaurant, knock the food off their tables, and then laughingly assault the patrons? Largely peaceful? We can see it. And it's okay to point out that BLM and Antifa are not law-abiding organizations out for the greater good. And yet, how many of our leaders in society, even here in Alabama, took a knee with the protesters? Because kneeling was easier than speaking truth. That all lives matter, all of them. And it's okay to say it, by the way. I mean, the Bible says it. For God so loved the world, that's all lives. If all lives matter to God, then it's fair to speak that truth whenever and wherever we choose. All lives matter. Just deal with it. It's the truth. So here's the bottom line. The truth is our greatest defense against the liberal attempts to use the old smoke and mirrors ploy to rewrite reality. So conservatives, if it's true, it's just true. And you're not phobic of anything if you simply speak the truth. Smoke, mirrors, and truth. Let them hear it. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. Yeah, speak the truth. I mean, that's the thing. They want you to believe that you're not allowed to speak the truth. And the fact is, you are. Because truth by its very nature should be spoken. Truth by its very nature should not be offensive. Truth by its very nature is just true. So speak it whenever you see it. And if they try to tell you you can't, just remind them, truth always prevails. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.